were we? We're doing Resh Nun Beis, right? Some of the simonim there. Okay, so I wanted to give a little bit of a background to that. It's very, very important in these Se'ifim and the Simon to go through the Mishnah and Yud Zayin Amud Beis and Shabbos really until about Yud Tes Amud Aleph. We don't have the ability to go through pretty much any of that right now, both in terms of its generality and the direction and the machloksim that are presented, but also in terms of each of the malachos and the dinim derabanan and how they kind of interplay in these dinim, in this, you know, overall machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It's very, very important. It's not such a simple sugya, but it's an important thing to look into. So again, we're skipping that stage almost, but it's good to look into. Okay, so the Mishnah here on Yud Zayin Amud Beis tells us Beis Shammai Omrin Ein Shorin Diyo V'Simanim V'Karshinim Ela Kadei She'yashur Mibod Yom U'Beis Hillel Matirin. Whatever the malacha is, which again, just for time's sake, Avi has a Zoom meeting soon, so we can't go too in-depth. I'm going to blame you the whole time now. but whatever the malacha is, so Beis Shammai says you can do the malacha, but only in as much as that the malacha is completed miba'od yom before Shabbos begins. But Beis Hillel, our matirin, Rashi says, mishenas anasamai miba'od yom. As long as you did whatever the malacha is miba'od yom on Friday before Shabbos begins, so it can continue without any issues. The Mishnah continues on with a few other cases. You know, a bunch of other, you know, potential malachos, whatever they are. But this is the theme. This is the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, you are not allowed to begin a malacha before Shabbos if it's going to continue on Shabbos. And Beis Hillel says, no.
Would that be throughout the week?
Like, yeah, potentially.
At any time.
If you knew on Thursday, the question would be as
like
we discussed. Yeah, so the question is, we discussed in previous sugyas the what the Yerushalmi and the Ran says, that Mikmei Shabbos is considered 3 days before Shabbos.
Right.
So potentially only within those 3 days. If you do something on a Monday, so Lechor, that wouldn't have any impact. But it's very possible, Beis Shammai would say, if on Thursday I do something and I know it's going to continue on Shabbos and it's a malacha, it would be problematic potentially. Good. Okay, so the Gemara here brings down the Shita of Rav Yosef, who says, what's the reason for Beis Shammai that one is not allowed to begin before Shabbos, even and allow it to continue on Shabbos itself? The reason is because there's an Isser of Shvisas Kalim. Remember, Rav Yosef Mishum Shvisas Kalim, that you have to have your Kalim need a rest also. We know everyone agrees. Bein Beis Shammai, Bein Beis Hillel is an Isser of Shvisas Behemto, for example. Right, so if someone was, you know, owned horses and they owned horse races and the races were on Shabbos, they would violate an Isser of Shvisas Behemto.
Did they raise
on? Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean the pasuk says, yeah, man, you know, shorcha b'chamorcha b'chol hashir, right? So yeah, lechora. I mean, the question is in that specific case whether they violated Doraisa. But lechora, yes, they violated Doraisa of Shvisas Behemto. So Beis Shammai says, just like the Shvisas Behemto, there's also something called Shvisas Kalim. That's how Rabbi Yosef understands it. Now, if you look at Tosus here, Tosus Vilema point out that according to Rabbah later on, Beis Shammai has a different reason. And the reason is it's really Gzeira. It's a Gzeira Atu that you may end up doing Malacha on Shabbos. So if you allow Malacha to continue from before Shabbos on Shabbos, and the Malacha is happening on Shabbos, we're worried that you may end up doing the Malacha on Shabbos. So either way, the Rambam in the third beginning of the third parak of Hilchos Shabbos and the Shulchan Aruch actually in Reish Mem Vav, if you look there at the end of Sif Aleph, he writes it very clearly that we paskin like Beis Hillel. The Beis Yosef in Arsim and Reish Nun Beis says even Midr Abanam we paskin like Beis Hillel, meaning we don't paskin that there's such a concept called Shvisas Kalim, right?
What about the Gezerah?
Good. So now the question is, okay, but so it seems to be, again, just fast forward, We really pass in like Rabbi Yosef that Beis Shammai Shita is based off Shvisas Kalim. There does, as we pointed out, Tosfos does seem to have bring down that Shita's Rabbah is that it's really Gzeira. It's not because it's Shvisas Kalim. Now, Rabbi Yosef doesn't think there's such a Gzeira, right? Rabbi Yosef thinks that, according to Beis Shammai, they don't say that just because something's happening on Shabbos, we're worried that you may actually do the Malacha on Shabbos. If you put coffee grinds in your coffee maker right before Shabbos, we're not worried you're going to put it on Shabbos itself. Right? So that is a Machlokas, but it happens to be... I'm going to try to find it quickly. But there's a Tosefta here in the first parak of Shabbos. It's important Tosefta. All the could be shown in Achronim. I'll quote this Tosef. That's Yerushalmi as well. It's Yerushalmi in the first parak of Shabbos in Halacha Hey, I believe. Oh, this might not have. Oh, here we go. So the Tosef that brings down the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel again here in Parak Aleph in Halacha Tes. The Tosefta writes the following. Amr Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, etc., etc. So at the end it says, Elisha Beis Shammai Omrim, this is a makar, Elisha Beis Shammai Omrim, Sheshes Yamim Tavod Va'asiza Kol Melachtecha. The Pasuk says, again, Sheshes Yamim Tavod Va'asiza Kol Melachtecha, Shetehei Kol Melachtecha Gemura Me'erev Shabbos. Sheshes Yamim Tavod Va'asiza Kol Melachtecha. On the 6 days it should be all done, it should all be finished. By the end. So by Friday night, all your melacha should be done. Uveis Hillel Omrim, Sheshes Yamim Ta'aseh, Milacha at osa ata kol shisha. Again, whatever the gear says. That again, it's a sheshes yamim ta'aseh, that you can do milacha through all 6 days as long as you don't do milacha on Shabbos, even if milacha is being done on Shabbos. So here we have from a Tosefta, and again, the Yerushalmi says the same thing. We have, it's a machlokas, meaning we have the drashos of it. We have the mikoros for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Again, Beis Shammai learns from Shmos Parak Chaf that as your melacha has to be finished, culminated by Friday night. Beis Hillel, I'll say, no, your action of melacha from the 23rd parak in Shemos, right? Sheshes yamim ta'aset melacha, you can only do melacha during the 6 days, even if it's being done on Shabbos itself. So it happens to be the Rashba brings down this.
It's a diuk.
Exactly, both of them are diuk, right?
But what's Beis Shammai's diuk again?
Again, the pasuk says, Sheshes yamim ta'avod va'asisa kol melachtecha. 6 days you shall work and do all of your stuff. They learn from there. Shetehei kol melachtecha gemura me'erev Shabbos.
Okay, but then they're medayik. Beis Hillel's medayik from different pasukim.
Exactly, they're two different pasukim, three prakim apart. Yeah. Good. So the Rashba brings down this this Yerushalmi, this Tosefta, and he points out it sounds like from the Yerushalmi, from the Tosefta, more like Shitas Rabba, that it's not a din in that this the din of Shvisas Kalim, right? The Pesukim don't seem to indicate that at all. All it is that it's about your Malacha, and the only reason, right, Beis Shammai are saying we should worry about it is because there's a Gzeira. Because otherwise, if it's just Shvisas Kalim, nothing from the Tosef indicates anything about Shvisas Kalim. It's an implication of the Pasuk. Beis Shammai's implication is that you shall do work for 6 days, have it all finished by the sixth day, so that you don't end up doing work on the seventh day. Right? So it sounds more like the Gzeira. The Pnei Yeshua discusses this at length. That was kind of as an aside
yeah,
within
the other thing is that this fits better into the whole parakira, that saying that it's if it's Shvisas Kalim, the old parakira is how can Beis Shammai explain that parak, because you can, even Garvin Katan is never going to allow you to.
Yeah, so this is a big discussion by Shehiyah, is the big example.
Right, by Shehiyah, that's what I was going to say. But if you hold it just a Gezerah, I'm going to do Malach on Shabbos, you can say, okay, once it's Garvin Katan, they weren't Gezerah in that case. Beis Shammai could learn the Sugya. But if you say Shvisas Kalim, the whole Sugya over there makes no sense. Maybe in Akinami, maybe it's a riot. We don't pass him like Beis Shammai. But,
Again.
But it's still better
I think if I recall correctly, the Tosos or the Beis Hillel, they bring it down by Parakir,
sure,
that it's Ali. There are a bunch of their Sugyas there that are Ali, but the Beis Hillel specifically.
Okay.
But Lemaisa, we do, for some reason or another, we assume Beis Shammai Shita is based off of Shvisas Kalim. And again, as we pointed out from Reshma above, we don't hold of Shvitzas Kalim, we hold like Beis Hillel, that there's no Isser even Midrabanan of Shvitzas Kalim. So Shulchan Aruch here in Reshma and Beis and Sifhei, right, says, again, these are all the examples that the Braisa brings down on Yudches, Mutter Leftoach Mayim Legina, Vehinim Shachem, Veholchem Bechol Shabbos, right, you can do something before Shabbos, even if it's going to continue on Shabbos itself. And again, it brings down the whole list. Ulaniach kilor, and to put this kilor, this type of medicine on your eye, afal pisha aser lanicho b'Shabbos, even though you can't do it on Shabbos itself. So there, the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkan Lamed Vav writes, "Haynu afsha nishar munach b'Shabbos, va'ideze misrape v'holech." Right. The point is, it's going to be on you on Shabbos, and you're going to continue refua. V'hu adin shemutar laniach az tachbosha es alamaka. Right. All these things are going to be right. So for refua also. So there's a big discussion. This is totally agav, but I was just. As I was reading now, it just came to my mind. But once we're talking to the future doctors,
once you start your shift, it's as if you started for the whole shop. Is that really a shift?
No. What I was going to say is the following. So it's an interesting. So we can think of again, whatever you know, this hashkas hamayim here of mutar leftoach mayim legina is right. It's a malacha. What's the case of aniach kilor? Right, it's a medicine. Medicine's refua is an iser drabanan. So it's an interesting here that we would have a gzeira al gzeira, right?
Yeah.
So it's a very strange, like, why would this be a problem? And this is coming, this is not the Mechaber, right? This is coming from the Braisa.
Yeah.
So, if I remember correctly, I can't remember who has this. I think already one of the Rishonim already point this out, but I could be wrong. But I'm not making this up, but I think what they point out is the following. By Rafua, the problem is something inherent. It's not like that there's a there're gzero. There are certain things that we have gzeros that are atu. So you're not necessarily doing something inherently wrong, but we're worried you're doing this will lead to X. And that's how gzeros work. Mm-hmm. By Rafua, there's something unique about Rafua that it's not atu something else really. It's atu shchika sammanim. Yes, that's true. But it sounds like there's something wrong with Rafua, with being nirpa also. Like the action of Rafua itself is problematic, because otherwise it would just be gzera atu, gzera atu, shechika samimanim. But you see, refuah itself has something inherent which is different than other gzeros. This is a concept we're going to have to obviously discuss a lot more at other, you know, stages, but it's just, it comes up here also, that there is something unique about the gzera of refuah, that it's not merely atu something else, but the fact that you're being nirpa itself is considered like almost like a malacha, like hashkas hamayim. Okay, well, that was as an aside. Good. So that's what it comes up in a few places. There's a tshuva of Moshe. I don't remember if the Nishmas Avraham quotes this, but there's a tshuva of Moshe as in Or HaChaim Chelek Dalet and Siman Samech, where he discusses a bunch of these types of cases and about doing something before Shabbos, onto Shabbos, all this, and we hold it's mutter. So he points out that it's not really it doesn't apply to everything, because there still is sometimes we would have zilus of the Shabbos. We would have where it's still a zilzal of Shabbos. Now, where that comes up, we'll discuss in a minute, but it's not like
that's
a blinker.
That's not Rav Moshe's Chiddush, right?
No, the Rashi already had. Well, we're going to discuss in a second. That concept's the Gemara.
Okay, because I was also wondering, like, laundry machines.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to discuss that in 1 minute. That's the next case. But I think the Nishmas Avraham does bring up humidifiers.
Yeah,
Shir Adim, as they call them in Hebrew. So about, like, putting that in before Shabbos. So he discusses that. The Shmir Shabbos Gelchus, I wanted to bring that. Discuss in Perek Lamed Zayin, and in Sif Tezvav and Tezayin, he discusses how you kind of can handle humidifiers. Ayin Shom, I'm not going to read it now, but he discusses, so again, that's one of those things where you do it before, but it's humidifying throughout Shabbos. So if you couldn't do it on Shabbos, because you're evaporating the water on Shabbos.
It might not be any malacha at all, though, if it's not cooking. Right? Unless I think that when you hold a teaser, Mayim is a malacha, but otherwise, if you're just spritzing water,
no, but humidifier is right by definition. It heats it up,
hot,
right?
There's cold and hot.
So he discusses.
There's a
hiluk
in the halacha because
it's
hot.
He discusses both of them. He discusses. Look at the shmiras gavgachos. He discusses both of them.
But
when
the cold ones are obviously much better. Because, correct. If I recall, I'm sure there's no bishul. There's only thing that might be the electronic aspect, and maybe I think there's like a ramah or something about like causing water to go through like a very fine mesh, and like some, maybe I don't remember that exactly.
Yeah, look it up in the Shmir Shas Gelchsa there in Parag Lamed Zayin. That's Vav Tazayin Yod Zayin. He discusses those.
Okay, what
Parag Lamed Zayin? It's Tazvav Tazayin. I think Yod Zayin is where he discusses if it's cold, not you know, cooking it, whatever. Okay, so the next din in the Braisa is, as Baruch already just started to point out, is after it says all these machloks in between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Even according to Beis Hillel, the Braisa says, "Aval ein nosin chitin l'socher arichaim shalmaim." You can't put the wheat into the grindstone, the millstone, whatever it's called, the arichaim. Elok deshe itchanu mi beod yom. As long, meaning it needs to be that it completed the day before. My time, what's the reason? Amaraba mipnei shem ashmas kol, because the sound can be heard on Shabbos. Amalei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef disagrees. V'leim amar. Mishum Shvisas Kalim. So Rav Yosef says, no, there is really no Isser of Hashmas Kol. So it's Machlok between Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba says there is an Isser of Hashmas Kol. Rav Yosef says there is not an Isser of Hashmas Kol. The Nafkamina is for, because we hold like Beis Hillel. So if we hold that there's no Shvisas Kalim, so the only Isser that could potentially be, if you're only doing something before Shabbos, is an Isser of Hashmas Kol. Right? So that's what, again, the Mechaber and Reish Nun Beis, the Ramah, really brings it down. Not the Mechaber, but the Ramah, as we'll read in a second, but this comes up. So it's a machlokes who we paskin like. Do we paskin like Rabba or do we paskin like Rabbi Yosef? So Rabbeinu Tam, as brought down by Tosfos here at Dibur Masal of Ahashta, the Rosh also in Siman Lamed Gimel here in this parak brings down the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that he paskins like Rabbi Yosef. I.e., there is no Isser of Hashmas Kol. There's no such thing. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. Now both Tosfos here and the Rosh are Doche, this Rabbeinu Tam, and they think, no, we do paskin like Rabba, and there is an Isser of Hashmas Kol. Okay? So that becomes an important machlokas. Now, if you look in the Rif, on Vavam Beis and Dapei Rif, the Rif brings down both Rabba and Rabbi Yosef, and he doesn't seem to be machria. So it's not, right, he doesn't seem to pass, he doesn't say who he passes. Like, the Rambam doesn't bring down this halacha at all. So many are medayik, and Beis Yosef here, in Siman Reishon and Beis, he quotes from Meshuvas Ari Vash, and Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, who says this, that both the Rif and the Rambam clearly hold like Rabbeinu Tam, who hold like Rabbi Yosef, that there is no Isser of Hashmas Kol. So says the Beis Yosef, you see that the fact that we have Rabbeinu Tam, we have the Rambam, we have the Rif, that all say there's no Isser of Hashmas Kol, so there's no reason to Aser Hashmas Kol, unless it's the Minhag HaMakom in that place is that they do Aser, then you don't have to say anything. But other than that, he thinks there would be no reason to Aser Hashmas Kol on Shabbos.
You don't have to say anything?
Any... Meaning, if people do it, so people do it.
Oh, so you don't. If people want to be machmer, gezunt hay, but if don't be mekel in a place where they're machmer.
No, meaning it's not a gezunt hay. Meaning, sorry, the way Beis Yosef says it is, if it's a makom shenagu iser, so ain lahatir.
Oh.
Yeah, meaning it's a minigal makom. He says, okay, if they want to pass in the other way, they pass in the other way.
So there a makom come along and say it's
so that already in the Darkei Moshe.
I knew it. I didn't even read it. I knew. I was like, of course we have to. Yeah. Because we have to explain why it seems like we are machmer.
Exactly. So the Rama already in the Darkei Moshe points out in Sifkat and Zayin, I think. In Sifkat and Zayin, V'li nira dim stama yesh linog iser gedas atosos shadachu divir Rabbeinu Tam. Because everyone agrees with the Rabba, not Rabbi Yosef. And whatever, he quotes a bunch of Mar Makomos here in the Darkei Moshe, but the Rama already says, now we paskin that there is an iser of Hashma'as Kol. This becomes, as we'll see, is the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramban. Now, there is a question, and this is also what Baruch was getting at, is what is the Isser of Hashma'as Kol? So Rashi here says, in Dibur HaMaschil, let me find it, here on your Chesamad Aleph, Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, Sheyitchenu, writes that the Isser is It's Zilzul Shabbos, it's not good. The Ritva actually, I don't remember if he quotes, you can look it up, I don't remember if he quotes the Rashi, but he points out, based off, it's Zilzul Shabbos, therefore it's called Uvdin Dechol. So he like really categorizes it more as that, but it's all within the same sheet, though. There's at Afsha Milsa, it's Zilzul Shabbos, it's problematic. However, the Darkei Moshe here actually, I think, quotes, but in the Piskei Riyaz, he also quotes this already. But the Darkei Moshe, if I can find it. Thought the Darkei Moshe. Okay, you have to look to see. But the other many Rishonim are of the opinion. The Beis Yosef may even quote this. I don't remember if he does. But the many Rishonim, the Piskei Riyaz brings this down here, point out that the Isser is not because of Uvdin Dechol or Zilzul Shabbos or whatever. It's a chshad that we're worried about. Someone's going to look and say, wow, that guy is doing malacha on Shabbos.
Because he heard it?
Because he hears it. He hears something happen. If you don't hear anything, you don't know what's happening. So you hear something going on. You hear, as you point out, the laundry machine. You hear the laundry machine moving. You're like, oh, he does laundry on Shabbos. If you wouldn't hear anything, so you don't hear anything. But once you hear something, there's going to be a serious chshad, and that's where the Isser Drabbanan came. Because it's like a Marasayin, yeah? Marasayin type of chshad. So the Chassam Sofer brings this down at the end of Siman Samech and Arachayim in his Tshuva. He brings down this opinion, these Rishonim. But there is a potential, there are a bunch of Nafkamiyas, but there's just a potential one in our Sim. And if you look in the Magen Avram here in Rishon Beis and Sifkan Chaf, so he discusses what happens if you give it to a guy. So you give it, meaning you have a guy doing the malacha for you. So the Magen Avram says it is not, I think he says it's not an issue.
So if you have the guy just press the start button on the laundry.
Yeah. Exactly.
Even though you didn't give him the laundry machine, you just said, "Hey, could you please start my laundry before Shabbos?"
Or not? He just did. Maybe you gave it him for Shabbos. He's your housekeeper, whatever. You give it him for Shabbos, and he does it on Shabbos.
I mean, yeah, that's a very common mitzvah for it.
Good.
They will do that.
Exactly. So I think the Magen Avraham doesn't think it's an issue because you didn't do anything. But
I think sometimes they do it on. They just wash it on Shabbos.
And
do more
yeah, no. So the question: if you give it to him and he can only do it on Shabbos, then you have a problem. You can't melachas nachri. We're talking about where he could have done it, obviously, in a different situation, and just doesn't. So I think the Magen Avraham, if I recall correctly, says it's not a problem. But the Prima Gadim comments on the Magen Avraham that not so fast, it's taloi in this machlokas. And he says, if you hold it's a zilzal in Shabbos, so there's no zilzal here because everyone sees the Nachri doing lach, so everyone sees the Nachri doing whatever. But if you, meaning it's not you doing it, so no one, the zilzal it only happens when, the idea is he's not doing laundry in your house. Right, he does laundry for you, so everyone knows maybe your clothes, but it's laundry is a bad example because no one sees it on the outside. But imagine a malacha that's being done on the outside where people see it's in the nachri's property. So if it's just a zilzal, it's no zilzal; it's all happening in the nachri's property. But if it's about the chshad, so people are going to see your clothing, they're going to see the tzitzis, and they're going to be like, oh, he must have given it to him to do on Shabbos, or you put it, he put it in on Shabbos, or whatever it is.
Certainly, in a laundry machine in your house, someone's going to be cautious that you told him to.
Yeah, lechor, that would be the same thing. Yeah, I agree. That's
the case nowadays.
But regardless, it would be nisr because it makes noise, so it would be zilzal Shabbos. Meaning, whatever you hold, there's hashmas kol.
Yeah.
By that laundry machine on Shabbos, right?
Even if it's very quiet.
Yeah, so that's a question. Sometimes also they say, oh, they'll close the door, no one goes in the laundry room. I don't know. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Or exactly, in the basement, in the back room, or whatever it is. I don't know. It still makes noise, so we still probably would be goes there.
That's a philosophical question. If the laundry machine makes noise and no one hears it.
Yeah, the tree drops in the middle of the fire.
Is it us or not?
Exactly. We're going to change that kashet. I like it. Yeah. So again, the Rama here in Reish Nun Beis and Sif Hei writes, right, we're not choshesh. V'yesh osrim v'reichayim, but samar sheish lachosh lashmas kol. V'hachi nag lechatchil v'yar noeg that we're choshesh for hashmas kol on Shabbos. U'mihu b'makom pseida yesh lahakel. Right, makom pseida, you would be able to be makel like the mechaper, like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Rambam, like the Rif, the way the Beis Yosef Paskins. Good. Then he discusses this. Zager, which is like an alarm clock. This is a big discussion. Whatever, it's a whole discussion now, and we're not going to discuss it at the moment. But that's a big discussion. Okay, so that's what the Rama holds there. Good. That's point two. Now point three comes from. Okay, so that's all in Sif Hei. Now in Sif Zayin was what we were going to discuss next. So how about this? But before we start Sif Zayin, so practically speaking, right? This is obviously an important. An important thing for anyone who's working in the medical field in terms of trying to figure out what they can do before Shabbos, what they should do before Shabbos, in terms of limiting melacha and just saying that, no, I'll start before Shabbos, so that could work unless there's an Isser of Hashmas Kol. Now, obviously, the reason why these are important is because even if Pikuach Nevesh is Docha Shabbos, we pass in like the Rama that Mefshe L'Shenui Meshaninon, so we try to do as little melacha as possible. So if you're going to have to do something on Shabbos, so we'd rather you start before Shabbos. If it doesn't make any noise and you don't have to do malacha on Shabbos itself, so you won according to everyone because we pass on like Beis Hillel. If it makes noise, so it depends. Again, makom pseida yesh lahakel, but we try to be choshesh lechatchila to try to get it all done before Shabbos even begins. That's aside from I don't know, what did Nishmas Avraham bring up here in terms of medicine? Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah.
It could be that.
No, I don't. I'm not even sure. The humidifier, I guess, like those type of things. If you're going to do that before Shabbos, so that's when that comes into play. Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. So the Braisa on Shabbos and Avyud Beis and Aleph tells us, I should say at the end of the Braisa, that Chananya, where is it? Tanya Chananya Omer. That a person is chayav to be mashmesh bebigdo to check all of his pockets before Shabbos, and this is an important halacha, as the Braisa tells us. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in the 19th parak in Halacha Chavav, I think they quote it here, brings it down the Halacha. Yeah, they do. Brings it down the Halacha, and the tour here in Siman Reish Nun Beis in talking about this Halacha writes that the reason is because we don't want him to be holding something that's Aser to be Motzi on Shabbos in his pocket. Right? So that would be Bain in terms of Muktzah, and Bain if we're talking about Hotzah in general. Right, in both cases, that's why you're supposed to check your pockets before Shabbos, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here in Siv Zayin, in Reish Nun Beis, mitzvah, right? Is that what Chananya said? Chayav, right? But what we have is mitzvah, just as a ha'ara. The Bir Halach, I think, quotes on this already. Lashon Zayisa Gamkin Petur. That's Lashon of the Torah. Okay, you can look at the Bir Halacha. But mitzvah, l'mash mishadam v'chkeila b'erv Shabbos am l'cha chashecha, should check everything, sh'lo yivayim, davar sh'asr latzis bo b'Shabbos. So nothing that's usher to walk out and to be holding on Shabbos is in your possession. And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah here, Tzifkan and Vav, Nera du'adim b'Shabbos v'mirotze latzis chutz lo'iro v'huragya latzis b'kiso, davar amutr l'taltel sh'sarach l'mash mish b'tchila. Right, it also applies if you're going to walk chutz le'irav and usually carry something that's mutter, but you have to be careful as we just pointed out. Good. Okay. So what happens if there is something on Shabbos? What do you do?
So, in your pocket?
Yeah, in your pocket.
In your pocket.
Yeah. So if we're talking about muktzah, so obviously the most ideal way is to... Oh, let's say, how about this way? The most ideal way is you shake it out. Good. What happens if you need to carry something? Right, that's going to be the bigger kasha. So there we pass in Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Aleph. There's a Machogas Mechabin Ramah there, in Siv Lamed Gimel there. But we pass in again the Shmir Shabbos Gochas, I think, discusses this in Perek Lamed Beis, maybe. I think I even wrote it down. No, I didn't. I think in Perek Lamed Beis. Yeah, B'makom Shein Erev in Siv Nundale. B'makom Shein Erev Asur L'Taltel Bo. So you need to bring, let's say, medicine through the Rishus HaRabim, and there's no other option. She uses shinoi. So what's a shinoi? Not the normal way. Kigon al rosho mitachas lakova, put it under your hat. O b'soch na'alav, or in your shoe, or in your sock. O bein mabushov lo yachzikon v'yado b'soch kiso. You shouldn't hold it in your hand, or really in your pocket. That's the normal way. That's what I always tell people, like, if they're traveling on Shabbos and they are forced to carry an ID, they can't keep it in the hospital or a wallet, whatever it is that they need to have. So ideally, you try to put it in your sock or something. And that's like, it's kind of an easy shinoi that the Shmir Shabbos Gochas Paskins. That's more practical. Okay, so I think the Nishmas Avram here discusses flashlights. I think so, right?
In terms of what?
In terms of whether you're allowed to carry it. Because he really talks about total muktzah, right? So the reason why he's talking about flashlights is because it's something that you turn the flashlight on before Shabbos. That's what we're talking. We're not just talking about muktzah. We'll get to muktzah blina demir tzashem at another time. But here we're talking about if a flashlight was turned on before Shabbos, can I carry it around on Shabbos? So he quotes a bunch of Maor Mekomos. I don't remember them all. But I do know that there's a tshuva that Moshe has in Chelek Hei of Orachayim. So at the end, in Sif Chav Be'ez, in Simon Chav Be'ez, I think, where he says Meker Adin it's mutter, but Mishum Asi La'achlufe don't carry, meaning Asi La'achlufe between that and a candle, because really it is, you know, burning light inside the flashlight. So because Asi La'achlufe, so
what's that mean translated?
You're gonna end up switching the flashlight for a real light that's Aser to carry.
You're gonna pick up the candle and
like... No, the idea is if we allow you to carry a flashlight which has a light inside, so you'll end up carrying a fire. That's the Yasi Lechlufe.
And the Isser, that would be Havara?
The Isser, that would be Muktzah. We're talking about Muktzah here.
Oh.
We're talking about within, let's say, a hospital setting. Oh. Within a house, whatever it is. It would be, right, the only Isser we're talking about is Muktzah.
I meant to say, Havara.
Yeah, correct, yeah. No, there would be no Melacha.
Oh.
Presumably no Melacha.
When you walk, it extinguishes...
So again, the Gemara in Kir talks about that. But we're assuming only Isser Drabana.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Reb Moshe holds. I think if I remember correctly, in the Rishon Savram, he quoted from the Sefer Mori Ha'ish, where that's Reb Shlomo Zalman, what he wrote when he was young. So he wrote there also that Maker Adin it's Mutter, but he thought because of Uvdin Dechol it was a problem. But if you look in the Tshuvos, I don't know if he quoted this, but in the Tshuvos, in the Mincha Shlomo and Chelek Aleph and Simin Yodalid at the beginning, so he writes that Sarach Gufo Mekomo, holding a flashlight, would be no problem at all. He doesn't have any yuvdan dechol. He thinks it would be totally mutter. So if someone, as long as a flashlight was turned on before Shabbos, let's say, you know, you need a flashlight to find something in a closet or whatever it is, or it's sitting on a place where you need a where you need the place, so you'd be able to pick it up and move it without an issue. It's an important nafkamina also for, you know, let's say, you know, Shabbos lamps, but sometimes Shabbos lamps, they're not exactly turned. Like, oftentimes we have a Shabbos lamp in our bedroom and the light is like just facing me. So even if you like close, and let's say now that we have a baby and my wife wants to keep it a little open, so like the light just totally faces me. So can I pick it up and just move it? So the light is not.
You have the ones now that you have,
yeah,
the fancy white ones.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want to buy it for me, then you're welcome.
No, that's what we have.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Those are good ones. Because, yeah,
no,
I know.
That we you move on Shabbos. You move it.
Exactly. So the question is, would I be able to pick it up and move it? So according to Pshom Zaman, this, I could also pick it up and move. It's the same as a flashlight where you can move. And Moshe says you probably should avoid doing it. Again, he thinks Maker Adin, it is Mutter, but that's what it seems to be. But again, this is all talking about a case when it was turned on before Shabbos. It was turned on Shabbos. That's what I think he quotes from the Shulchan Shlomo, where they quote that Shlomo Zalman points out. But first, on Shabbos, you have an Isser of Molid, so you wouldn't be able to carry it at all. He points out that even there, Reb Shlomo Zalman is Mekel, the Chazanish would be Machmir. Once there's Molid, there'd be an Isser to be Metaltel anything. But Reb Shlomo Zalman thought even in that case, it wouldn't be an issue. And then he quotes at the end, Reb Neubert said that any time you have a flashlight, even if it was turned on Shabbos for whatever heter reason, even though there is molid, if it's for a reason for a patient, for a chola, whether it's chola sheish b'sakana or ein b'sakana, it'd be totally mutter to be metaltel, even if generally, it sounds like even if generally you would be machmir for the Chazon Ish. But again, those are all just problems of tiltel. The reason why it's nogeya to this braisa, to this se'if, in Siv Zayin and Rishon Beis, is again, chayv adam l'mashmesh bevigdo b'erev Shabbos, that the idea is we want to make sure to limit doing, having problems doing mukta, doing being metaltel mukta on Shabbos, who I didn't lehotza, but being metaltel mukta on Shabbos. And again, the question is in these situations whether, right, that's why flashlight, you have to figure out if it is mukta even in the first place. And if it is, what type of mukta, can you still move it? It's a gufo mukomo, like your Pshom Zalman does seem to hold. Again, that was pretty quick at the end, but those were, again, Rishon Beis Sif Hei and Sif Zayin. Basic, yeah. Okay.